This is called the healing sounds. Now, the healing sounds are really cool, okay? They are a very early form of breath work and a very beautiful way that you can help and support your health. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today we're going to talk about something which is extremely close to my heart because it's slightly to do with singing. So now I get to mix singing and healing all at one thing. Yay! Right. So what's this all about? Well, this is called the healing sounds. Now, the healing sounds are really cool. Okay. They are a very early form of breath work and a very beautiful way that you can help and support your health. Now, how does this all work? Well, because sound and vibration is used in healing all the time. It's been used in ancient times for thousands of years, and it's having a bit of a renaissance at the moment, people using tuning forks and sound baths. But actually, before you start forking out money and going to have someone else do it for you, you can actually sing to yourself and create a really wonderful healing state. Now, the way that it works is that there are different sounds and vibrational frequencies that relate to the different organs in your body. And as you may or may not know, depending on how many of these pods you've been listening to, the organs in your body, according to Chinese medicine, control everything. Okay, they are like the cabinet ministers, she says. Actually, we've just had a by-election, haven't we? So it's probably a hot topic today. But anyway, they're like the cabinet ministers, okay, of your body. They have responsibilities, and these responsibilities are physical and emotional and spiritual. And these responsibilities, if not managed correctly by our lifestyle choices and our self-care and owning our health in the right way, will go off kilter. Often the organs find themselves overworked and then they get depleted and then they get stressed and then you get symptoms. And then you start to get ill health and then you're going to be the person that suffers. So actually, one of the easiest things that you can do is, as I've said, sing to yourself. And there's a little remedy for this. Now, I personally find the healing sounds work best before bed. You can do them any time of day, but if you're wanting to try and draw this in as a general habit that you're going to do every day, I think bedtime is the perfect time to do it. So what I always recommend to patients to do is don't watch the next episode of whatever you're watching, okay? And one of my tricks is they always end on a cliffhanger on purpose. That's their job. So just watch 10 minutes of the next episode and then stop, because that's not on a cliffhanger. You've just seen the resolution of the night before and now you can stop. Then you go up to bed. And now you give yourself extra time as part of your bedtime routine. It's no longer just taking off your makeup and brushing your teeth, you add a little bit extra. You do the healing sounds. And if you really want to max them out, I suggest you do a little foot bath. Okay, foot bathing is a very, very good healing remedy. I will discuss that in a different podcast. But basically, just put your feet into warm water, okay, and do these sounds. So the sounds are, for the lungs, we do s. For the heart, we do ha. For the spleen, which is on the left-hand side, just at the bottom of the ribs, we do wah. For the liver, on the right-hand side under the ribs, we do shh. For the kidneys, which are at the bottom of the back, we do, well, bottom of the ribs, lower back, we do choo. Then we come back to the heart, because the heart also is responsible for the circulation of the blood, so it has sort of two different sort of jobs to do. We do hee. Now, step one, I've whispered them, which is quite unusual for me because I don't do, whispers not really a thing that I do that often, but you can do them quietly, okay? Sorry, I have to do that bit again. I just did that wrong. And what you'll notice if you do those with me, it's quite relaxing, because it is, because the organs go into this really sort of mollified, lulled state. So if you're in a state where there's other people around you, you need to be quiet, you don't want to do the sounds too obviously, you do them like that. But you can step them up and you can sing them. So at this stage, you can now sing them with me now. So the first thing that we do is take your attention to the organ. So I like to actually place my hands on the organ themselves whilst I'm doing it. So we start with the lungs. So I place my hands on my lungs. I'm going to slowly breathe. And now I'm going to smile on my lips like Mona Lisa. And I'm going to imagine the same smile in my lungs. So I'm going to imagine my lungs are smiling. That already creates a really beautiful state of equilibrium and positivity. Okay. And then I'm going to sing to them. We're going to do this nice and slowly, and we're going to see how we feel by doing so. So we come in and we go. Do it three times and feel the vibration. You should start to notice a sensation of peace. And now just move your hands to your heart. Smile into your heart in the same way. Breathe in. Move your attention to your spleen on the lower left-hand side of your ribs. Breathe in, smile into your spleen. Move your attention to the bottom right-hand side of your ribs and smile into your liver. And move your attention to the lower back and smile into your kidneys. Breathe in. And finally, bring your attention back to your heart. Smile into your heart. Breathe in. Heave. now notice how you feel. As hopefully after just those few minutes of gentle singing to your organs, the body will feel balanced and harmonised. And the reason why I love suggesting this before sleep is it's one of the best exercises you can do to ensure that you have a really beautiful and blissful night's sleep, which we all know is the most important self-care thing that we can ever give our bodies, and actually which deludes so many people. So they are the healing sounds. They simultaneously enable the body to purge out negative frequencies, harmonise and draw in beautiful resonances into the organs and every cell of the body. One of my favourite healing tools, if you were doing this to foot bathing, I suggest you now remove your feet from the foot bath. Have a nice warm towel ready to give them a good rub dry, perhaps massage them with some magnesium butter, and I wish you a very good night's sleep. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and follow me on Spotify. Please leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.